food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 14 February 2024. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us. Bring up our guest just a minute. Before we do that, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday. Everything goes right. We're going to have an office day tomorrow. I'll be here all day tomorrow, take phone calls, answer questions, if I can be of help to you. Maybe with some counseling, whatever, please feel free to call us. If you want to help us order something, if you want to send donation, folks, we desperately need the help. I mean, we're hanging on, but barely by skin of our teeth. And we just need, if you would help us, we'd appreciate it very, very much. But nonetheless, we'll be here tomorrow to talk to you if you want to chat a while. That's what we're here for on Thursdays. Don't ever think that I am unreachable, because I'm not. Even during the week, if you call the office line, Lisa will get the message from you and find me, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. You can call the office at 800-777-4403. Now, if you have long distance, it'll help us if you'll call our toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. So we'd love to hear from you, Laura. I mean that. We're still offering the book, The New Jerusalem is Not the Old Jerusalem. And, folks, we've got a lot of things to offer here, and I would offer again for the last time tonight, the 57-page report on why I only use, and I recommend you only use, the 1611 King James Bible. And I'll prove it to you in writing and examples if you want. If you'll donate $20, pay for the coverage of printing that and shipping it out to you. Shipping, folks, on a 57-page document is very expensive anymore. If you want it, you call Mara, let us know, okay? Please do that. And we're going to do something new this weekend. We're going to have Bible study. I'll not be able to make it to Bible study. They're calling for some nasty freezing rain and wet snow and everything going across the mountain Saturday. So we're going to try something new. Our webmaster and our engineer is coming down tomorrow night. He lives about 2 hours north of me to spend the night and help us set up on something new to us. We're going to do it by Zoom. I'll be right here in the same chair that I am right now during radio broadcast, only you'll be able to see me. And what can I say? If you can handle that, you're all right. And we're going to try to do that for the first time by Zoom. Now, everybody else will be in their places, but Phil will be there, my brother will be there, and of course, and Lynn, and everybody else that should be there, Kelly and Joe will be there, and you'll be able to see them also. No difference will be, I'll be on camera instead of sitting in the chair there at the head of the table. We're going to try it. We don't want to miss another week if we can help it. We're going to do, as always, 10:30 a.m. will be the prayer request and praise report time. And then 11:30 will be the Christian Worldview News. At 1 o'clock, we're going to do a Bible study. I'm not going to be able to do the one I want to do, because I want to do that in person with everybody there and give them a copy of what I'm going to read from. I'm going to read a lot on this next Bible study and use Scripture to prove the points made in the article. The article is very good, very well written, or I wouldn't be using it. But I want to do that when everybody's there in person to read with me And maybe Phil can show on the screen what I'm reading also when it comes time to do that. This week in Bible study, I'm going to open up for phone lines, phone calls, and just share some thoughts with you. Nothing in particular this week. I want you to be able to join me, and I want to hear how we're coming and how we're doing by Zoom on our website, PastorButch.com. Click on Rumble right on the homepage here, and we should be there by Zoom, okay? And if you don't have a way to get to a website, you just call the phone number 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. You can hear us live that way, and there'll be a number you can call and talk to us, so you'll be seeing that on the board during the teaching this weekend, I hope. If not, I'll give it to you on the air. But we want to hear from you. Now, the phone lines here tonight are still not connected for our new number to call in and talk to us on. It'll be there by Monday, I understand. So I appreciate y'all's patience with that. I know some of y'all like to call and share your thoughts, but it's not possible. The phone service has been messed up the last few days. But that is life sometimes, people. It happens, and especially when you're doing live radio. Anything can happen, and normally does. Now, our guest tonight is Colonel E. Ray Moore. He was a chaplain in the Army for about 20 years. He's heading up an organization now called the Exodus Mandate. Now, he's been a couple years ago, maybe longer. I don't know how long time it's been because time goes by so fast. We're going to discuss some things tonight that should concern everyone, especially those with school-age children at home. Now, you say, well, all mine are grown and gone. Well, you're probably going to be a grandma and grandpa. This should concern you, too. And even if you're not, if you have a heart for youth, you need to pay attention to what we're going to talk about tonight. But our guest tonight is Colonel E. Ray Moore, a retired chaplain from the military. And are you there, chaplain?
Yes. Thank you for having me, Pastor Butch.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And to get started, would you mind telling people just who in the world are you?
Well, I served 30 years in Army Reserve. And I did retire around 2000, so that tells you I'm a bit older. My last 20 years, I was a chaplain. But I guess I've been in pastoral ministry in a congregation, Army chaplain or director or president of a Christian ministry, which is what I'm doing now. And I've just turned 80 recently. I'm still working pretty much full time, but I do need to rest a lot. But we started the Exodus Mandate in 1997. And I hope your audience will write the webpage down. That's Exodus Mandate, one word, exodusmandate.org. And the email for the office, if they want to contact us, is exodusmandate@gmail.com, exodusmandate@gmail.com. And I'd be grateful if your audience would write that down, because we'll be talking about some things they may want to reach out to me after the conference tonight. I've been married 54 years. I've been in the ministry about 50 years in some capacity. We have 4 adult children and 9 grandchildren, and we were a pioneer homeschooling family in the modern era. Now, homeschooling is sort of, in the modern era, sort of timed around 1980. There were people doing it before that, but we were in that group. We started homeschooling in 1977, when I was finishing up my theological seminary at Grace Seminary in Indiana.
Well, let me ask you a question, Colonel, Chaplain, if you don't mind. Lose your track, but why did you decide to homeschool? What was it, especially that back in 1970s? What was happening that made you do that?
A lot of the same things that are troubling Christians today, but my reasons weren't as sharply defined. We had left seminary. I had finished everything but my thesis, and we moved down to start a campus church, an evangelical ministry on the campus of Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana. And our son was six, and he would have been entering the first grade. And I just remember that we decided we would not put him in a public school for some of the same reasons that people complain about public schools today, but the errors and the sin and the wickedness was not nearly as great in 1977. But we knew they would teach evolution and some things that we didn't believe in. And we were going to put him in a Christian school, but we didn't feel they were academically rigorous enough. And my wife was trained to be a teacher, so I still remember the day when we were praying and struggling with what to do. And I remember her saying, I still remember it very vividly, I believe I can do it. So we took it a year at a time. He was 6 years old. Now he's 53. Wow. And I still remember him saying, in a six-year-old, he knew it was weird. And he said, Mommy, Daddy, don't do this to me. he doesn't remember saying it, but I remember. We said, no, we're just going to do it 1 year at a time and see how it works out. And if it doesn't work out, we'll put you in school. Well, we did it for, I think, 7 years with him. And then the three younger ones over the years, they were homeschooled and then went into Christian school. So we had a long history with it, about 20 years. And we just couldn't believe the impact it had on our children. I mean,
absolutely.
It was just,
absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
They're walking with the Lord today and very, very successful in their professions. And I've got one son that's a very prominent lawyer here in town, and he graduated from the college in 1993, one of the first homeschoolers to go through college, and he was valedictorian and cadet colonel regimental commander of his college and had awards there in a 200-year history of the school, only maybe four people, you know, as successful as he was. And he was homeschooled, and it wasn't a Christian school. I mean, there were a lot of Christians on the campus, but he was a cadet leader. And then the second son is an evangelist and a missionary in Germany. And so we're just really happy with our children and grandchildren.
Amen.
And so in 97, I just felt led to offer what I was doing with my children 20 years later to the whole nation. And we could talk about that a little bit more as we get into it. So I offered Exodus Mandate in 1997. And we've just developed it. And in the last 4 years, our whole world has exploded in a good way. And we're just living our dream now. And it's just kind of amazing to see the success. And I can't say I've caused it all, but we certainly have been part of it. My wife and I are just living our dreams.
That's amazing. And that, you know, my boys went to, I think my oldest went 2 years to public school then. We took them and put them in the homeschooled and Christian school like you did, and I have not regretted a minute of it. None of them has ever done drugs or had to be bailed out of jail because you're drunk and driving. I have six grandchildren, two great-grandsons, and my granddaughter that has a grandsons, two great-grandsons, are not. They do not vaccinate. They're re-homeschooling. They don't vaccinate. Yeah. They don't do those foolish things. So I'm very blessed. Uh-huh. We tried. And being a man, I messed up a lot. Everybody does. But I was so blessed that we did what we did when I took them out of the public school system. I caught the public school system because I could see where it was headed. And I could see the arrogance of the teachers already. I mean, when you went into to the so-called meetings with them, they talked down to you like you were a lesser creation. You were ignorant.
Yeah.
You didn't know anything about what's going on. And I handle a lot of things, but I don't handle being disrespected very well. So anyway, we took them out of the public school system and homeschooled them, and I have not regretted one minute of that ever. I praise God for it every day. That we had we went against the grain. My own parents and my wife's parents thought we were nuts, I mean, you're the problem being around other children. No, I'm not. They're homeschooled. Yeah. They, of course, they said put them in Christian school. No, we're not. We're trying to teach them in the ways of God. But we took some abuse over that. But I'd sort of regret it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
We didn't know another family homeschooling for 4 years, and then you know when we left West Lafayette after 8 years on the campus there at Purdue, we had actually a homeschool convention. You know, it was small, but we had workshops and had vendors come in, and it was small, but there were dozens of families within. That was in 1985, and we had started in 1977. And I can't say we caused all those other people to homeschool, but we were probably one of the first families, if not the first, in the state of Indiana. And in those days,
that's something. I mean, you're not only leading the organization that's trying to encourage that. You were one of the first, probably in your area, probably most places, that had the courage to do that and felt the need to do that. You know.
Yeah, it was touch and go. That we were probably among the first several hundred families in the modern era. What really broke the thing through in 1981, Dr. Dobson had an interview on his show, and the whole homeschool movement just exploded after that. He kind of gave it a real, real boost by promoting it on Focus on the Family. And we listened to that program, I remember that night. And, of course, he had me on his show in 2017 talking about it many, many years later. And I was on for 2 days in Colorado. And I still get phone calls and emails as a result of that interview. And then he had me back in December. So he played my interview twice in a year. And that was a big step for us, because a lot of the Christian leaders and conservative leaders were skeptical even then, you know. And it's been a hard slog to break through. The biggest problem we have, and I hate to have to tell you this, but you probably understand it. I've been in the pastoral ministry for nearly 50 years, and you have too. But the weakest link in the chain are the pastors, the
Amen.
Evangelical pastors.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not talking about the liberal pastors. I'm talking about the ones that claim their Bible
belief. The one you think be on your side. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they a lot of them are very weak men. I almost think maybe 25% of them are not called. It's just a job.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, if you're called, you're going to take care of your flock. You know, that's one of the main things, is protect your flock. And they're just not doing it when it comes to the children in their church. They let them stay in the public schools. Now, I'm happy to report to you that it's really changed in the last 4 years.
Let me ask you a question before we get there. Let me ask you one question. Is Dr. Dobson still active?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's on his, he's got a thing called Family Talk, and it's big. It's, I think they have 1,500 stations. I mean, he reaches probably several million.
Okay.
He did me a big favor to, but he is older. He's older than me and you, I think.
I sure he is. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just turned 80 in September, so I'm in pretty good health. But I do get tired. My wife is still working, you know, full time.
So you were making a point before I asked Dr. Dobson. Go ahead and finish that point.
Well, he did me a big favor having me on his show and talking about homeschooling and Christian schooling and getting him out. And he was reluctant to go there for years. I mean, we had tried to get him to have us, and, you know, most people were not homeschooling or in Christian school. Most Christians were public schooling their kids, and you tell them they're doing wrong, and it offends them.
Of course.
So he was willing to. In 2017, that's been a few years now, you know, 7 years ago, he cut new ground for himself when he was willing to have somebody like me on, who was controversial then. I'm not so controversial now, I might say. A lot of people say, boy, Ray Moore was right. We need to listen to him. So I'm living in my golden moment. My wife and I were sitting at the kitchen table one morning, and right after the COVID came, and the government shut down all the schools, and we were sitting there, and it was maybe a couple months into it, and I said, "Can you believe this?" I said, "We worked our hearts out for 25 years to try to get people to leave, and about 2.5 million children are being homeschooled then. And God just reached up one day and flipped a switch and sent 55 million children home."
Hey, amen. You know, that was definitely one of the best blessings out of this shenanigan of the so-called COVID pandemic.
Uh-huh.
That was a blessing out of that. When people saw what the children were being taught in the public school system, they didn't want there anymore.
Yeah, that was what happened. Now, most of them have gone back. But we are pretty sure that their homeschoolers have jumped to from 2.5 million back at the beginning of the COVID to about 5 million today. And there's a lot of growth still. Now, it's hard to measure that number. Some say it's just over 4 million. But we think it's about doubled in, I guess that's been about 4 years.
Well, does that count Christian schooling also? Does that count Christian schooling?
No.
No, just homeschooling.
That's a separate category.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you about Christian schooling right now. Christian day schools or campus Christian schools are growing numerically at a rate of 10, 20, 30, or even 40%. And there's hundreds of new Christian schools forming even as I speak. So our movement is an explosive moment. And I describe it as a once-in-a-100-year moment for Christian education and homeschooling. So if your audience is listening and they believe in this, they need to be getting aggressive with their family members, their pastors, their churches, and their friends to get out of the schools while they can. There's an open door or an open window, and that doesn't last forever. You know, God gives us an opening, and he set before us an open door. It is Revelation 3, Church of Philadelphia.
Right,
it said
right.
No man can shut it until he's ready to shut it. So we don't have a long time to sit around, and right now we think it's growing very rapidly. And we have a chance, if it grows up to a certain point, to the tipping point, we could take down the system, take down public education. But what happened after COVID was a lot of people said, look, we're not going back. We didn't want to be there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Inertia was broken. And then people said, wow, what are they teaching my children? You know, They saw it in living color. It was coming into their living room on the internet. And, you know, they would hear people like me tell them about the public. Oh, no, that's not happening at my school. Our schools are good. And a lot of people saw through that charade, and they began to really leave. But we could grow the movement, right?
Would it be safe to say there are no good public schools anywhere?
I don't think they are. You know, they might be at different levels of evil, but they're not based on Christ and the Bible. They can't teach creation. They have to teach evolution.
That's true.
You know, some are going to be better than others and not as harmful as others, but they're still pagan and humanistic by design and practice. You know,
that's
so you know, they may not be teaching. You know, LGBTQ in every school, but they're teaching in a lot of them. And I live in Richland County, South Carolina, which is the state capital. And the next county over is Lexington. And it's a very conservative county. And years ago, there were a lot of people leaving my county, moving to Lexington County. You know, a lot of the Christians are leaving. And somebody said, why are all the Christians moving to Lexington County? And I said, well, they've got the best pagan humanistic public schools in South Carolina. They're still paganistic and humanistic. You know, so you have to define these schools, and they're not Christian. And God says, you know, you need to raise your children up in the admonition of the Lord.
They're very deceptive. The public education is made to deceive children, and it works very well. They've been doing it for long, as long as you and I've been alive, even. But it's gotten much worse, obviously. It's taken a long time for them to get where they are, that they can have drag queens come in and read to the children in public libraries and even schools. It's come a long ways. It didn't happen overnight, but brother, it started a long time ago.
If your audience is interested, we can send them out some of our tracts and information about our ministry, and that's exodusmandate@gmail.com. And all they got to do is email the office and tell us, you know, what they want as they heard this program. Of course, we need a physical mailing address to be able to do that.
Right, right. And if someone wants to homeschool, do you have resources for them also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can help with that. The best source to go to, and I'm the founder and director of ExodusMandate.org, but I'm also chairman of the board for PublicSchoolExit.com. And they're based in San Diego, California, and I'm on the East Coast, so I don't go to their office, but we have conference calls, you know, once or twice a week, and I'm the chairman of the board. And PublicSchoolExit.com has the most information of probably any website on how to get started, curriculum, models. There's enough on that website. It could take several hours if you're particularly looking into getting started. My website has got more theological information, Bible studies, and mine is good too, but it's not as extensive as publicschoolexit.com.
Well, a lot of people are going to say, first off, I'm not qualified. I don't have a college education. How do you answer that?
Well, that is an impediment, but that's one of the big ones. But part of that is the public school leadership has been telling people that for 100 years, so they finally believe it. But there's curriculum, helps. There's so many things that can be done, and an average person can do it. Let me give you an amazing example of it. Years ago, this is really probably over 20 years ago, I was speaking to a homeschool group in the state of Georgia, down in the southern part of the state, and it was about 10 families. And they had a private conference, and they all had a lot of children. I mean, they were each had about 8 or 10 children. So I was the speaker for a weekend conference, and there was a 18-year-old kid there. It come from.
Okay, don't lose that
Michigan.
Thought. Hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought. Okay, hang on through the break, folks. Back at the break, a lot more talk about it. And please take notes. If you have children or grandchildren, take notes and help your family educate their children the way they should be taught. Especially on the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6 makes that very clear. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're talking to Colonel E. Ray Moore, retired chaplain from the Army, discussing, in my mind, definitely one of the most important things any parent or grandparent could do. Consider getting their children out of the hellholes we call school system today. And I don't care how many Christians you tell me work at a school. They're still teaching the government's curriculum. They're dumbing them down in a lot of different ways, and they're not allowed to teach the Bible in schools today. They're not allowed to witness to children in schools today. So don't tell me that Christian teacher is going to do anything. As long as, if they're true believers, they're going to be fired. And I'm saying that out of love, and I'm not trying to make anybody angry, but a true believer has a hard time keeping their mouth shut by Christ and right and wrong. So a lot of them are going to be fired if they truly believe in Christ and do what's right. They're going to be fired for their stand. So if you say you got a good little school, community school, a lot of Christians work there, don't kid yourself. If they're there and they're real, they're being tied up. They can't share what they want to. They'll be fired from their getting their retirement check. We're talking to Colonel E. Ray Moore, chaplain and head of Exodus Mandate. Go ahead, chaplain, finish up your comments.
Well, the last question you had was about the ability of ordinary people to do this. Now, my wife and I are both, you know, college graduates. I've got 2 master's degrees. She's very, 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 but it is possible that just, you know, I mean, we're ordinary, but we are, you know, educated. But I'll tell you a story. This is a great story, and I tell it many times. I was at this conference, as I mentioned before we went on the break, and it was a homeschool family that were in a certain area in Georgia. And I was a speaker for a weekend conference, and there was an 18-year-old kid there who was not from that group, and he had moved down from Michigan, I believe he was from, and he had come to Alabama just to work for Judge Roy Moore for a year. Took a gap year, we call it, before he went to college, and just worked with Judge Roy Moore. He fixed his coffee and drove him around, and he just wanted to learn from the Ten Commandments judge. And I was real impressed with him. I thought he was like a diamond, you know, in the rough. But, you know, a little bit of a, you know, he wore his pants high, and he had white socks and tennis shoes. It was a little, you know, wasn't cool, but he was really sharp. And you got to fast forward now 6 or 7 years. I mean, just I'm telling you about meeting this kid, and then 6 or 7 years, I'm over at Liberty University School of Law, and I'm sitting talking to the dean, and he was a big supporter of ours and a donor, and taught constitutional law at Liberty School of Law, which is, by the way, a very excellent law school. It's a Christian law school, if any of your audience want to go there. And so we were just talking about homeschooling, and he's a big supporter. He said, no, we have these homeschool kids that come into our law school, and they do very, very well. He said, we have Ivy Leaguers that come here from Harvard and Yale, and we have graduates of the military academies that come here to our law school, and these homeschool kids compete extremely well with them. He said, we've got a kid in the second year class. He's first in the class, and he never went to school. He went all the way through homeschool, and then he never really went to a college in a real way. He did online and technical colleges and things like that. But he did get a college degree, but it was piecemeal put together. But he took the law school admissions test, and he scored so high that we had to let him in, and we wondered about it. And I said, that is fascinating. I said, what's his name? Maybe I better not call his name out on the air. So I'll call him John. And his name, I said, John, that's the kid I knew in Georgia 6 years ago. He's number one in the second year class. And I said, wow. And I said, well, call him up and have him come over here and meet me. I hadn't seen him in 6 years. So he called John up, and he was the dean, so John came, and he had 1 year to go in law school, and he came over, Pastor Butch, and he was wearing a three-piece suit, his hair slicked back, nice polished shoes. He looked like a Wall Street lawyer. So I said, let's go down the student lounge and get some coffee. I'll buy you some coffee and some donuts. So we went down and visited, and I said, boy, the dean has really been bragging on you, John. Tell me about your family. I figured they all were PhDs or something, you know. And this is what he said. He said, Ray, my mom and dad were just working people. My dad was a car mechanic, and he had a high school education. And my mother never finished high school. Now, they had to be intelligent people, Pastor Butch, because they produced this kid. But they were not fancy, sharp, highly educated people. But he said they were convicted by the Lord to homeschool us and the kids. And they went back to school and studied and stayed 2 weeks ahead of the kids.
Wow. Wow.
That's more typical than you know. So average people do it. And you don't have to be a rocket science to be able to do it.
And what will happen if
ordinary people, average people, who maybe have high school education or working people, they homeschool their kids, they will give them a leg up, and they'll be able to advance way beyond what the mom and dad did.
Absolutely. Well, I mean,
because of the homeschool education.
That was such a blessing to have parents like that. They are so rare in today's society, to be quite honest with you. That was phenomenal. Wow.
Lots of stories like that.
Well, what's a man doing now?
Well, he's a lawyer somewhere, and but I haven't had contact with him. But I believe he clerked for a federal judge in Florida, but I'm not quite sure. I'd rather not give his name out.
I understand that, yes.
He married. And I think he graduated one or two in the class. He kept his position in the law school. He graduated very high, and I'm sure I just haven't had contact with him in the last few years.
Fantastic. Well, you go ahead now. I don't want to interrupt you. You're doing a good job. Share what's going on, and folks, again, I'm going to ask him to give out the information, how you can contact him. If you're considering homeschooling your children, or even go to him at Christian school, why don't you contact Texas Band-Aid?
We promote both.
And talk to him.
We promote both Christian schooling and homeschooling.
Well, give them the information more time.
Okay, let's get the web page out again.
Okay.
Okay, the web page is exodusmandate.org, and they can go there and see, you know, sermons and things I've done. There is one on there that I'm pretty partial to. If they wanted to look at that one, it's called What Once Was Can Be Again, Christian Education and the Reformation. And it's only 28 minutes long. And I gave that talk at Liberty University in 2017 at their celebration of the 500th year of the Reformation. I was one of about 25 speakers. It was a big celebration, kind of a worldwide thing, and it was, you know, hundreds of people came in from all over the world to hear speakers on the Reformation. So I was able to give that talk. Christian Education, What Once Was Can Be Again, Christian Education and the Reformation. That's on my webpage.
Okay.
And then if they're interested in literature, material, they can contact us using our email office address, exodusmandate@gmail.com, and just write and ask for samples of our literature. Of course, we need to have an address and a name and a phone number and all that.
Of course.
And then if they want a more information about how to get started, they know they should do this, or they don't know how to go about it, the best website for that is publicschoolexit.com, and they're based in San Diego, and there's a big staff, and I'm the chairman of the board, but I'm not the CEO, and I don't run it day-to-day. I'm on the board, and so is Alex Newman, who is with Liberty Sentinel. He's one of the top speakers in the nation right now on Christian education and homeschooling. He, by the way, has just published a book. I'll go ahead and throw that out. It's called Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, and they can order that on Amazon. He, by the way, is a very close friend and an associate of Sherry Few, who's been on your show recently.
Yes, absolutely. Well, now folks, I emphasize that if you're a parent or a grandparent, I hope you're writing this information down. I pray you are. I truly, because their soul is more important than anything that you'll ever have in your life on this earth. So understand that.
Yeah.
You're talking about your children's souls, not just their futures here on earth, but their eternal souls that are being destroyed. You see, that the schools destroy the minds, and when the mind gets polluted, it takes the heart with it. And that's a very dangerous thing. I mean, the battle's for the minds of the youth, and then it takes the soul with it. That's just the way it is. Go ahead, Colonel.
Well, we believe we can demonstrate this, you know, data-wise, that about 80% of evangelical born-again Christian children who are public school through their careers leave the church and abandon the Christian faith.
That's true.
So if you think you can leave your child there indefinitely and it won't negatively affect them, you're living in la-la land. And a lot of Christians, we have Sunday school, and we have youth group. Well, they just play games in a lot of these programs. They don't have an hour of serious Christian instruction a week, and they're getting, you know, 14,000 seat hours in humanism and secularism and the devil's education in the public school system. So, and I blame the pastors for this. They're not warning their people.
Amen.
And it's I've got a pamphlet on that. I can send it. People have to write for it. Called Pastors Taking Cover: Moral Courage for the Pulpit. And it's just a terrible situation. Now there's a lot of exceptions, and since the pandemic, there's been an awakening among the pastors. And I didn't believe I'd ever live to see it. They're not a majority, but there's an awakening. We had some of our allies had a booth at the Southern Baptist Convention in June. And my background is Southern Baptist, but I'm not in a Southern Baptist church right now. And they've just been very hard to reach. They're just so derelict of their duties. And they had a booth at the convention, and he said, "Ray, we were swarmed by Southern Baptist pastors begging for information about how to get out and get into homeschooling and Christian education." He said, "I could never believe I would see it." And this guy edits the largest homeschool magazine in the nation, Christian Homeschool. He's dedicated now the next 4 or 5 years to try to reach pastors, because suddenly this has been an overnight awakening among a lot of them, but they're still a minority. But you need to ask your pastor, let's get a Christian school started. Let's do a homeschool co-op. And, he's going to have to give an account before the Lord for how he's taking care of the children in his church.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
I hate to have to give that report, but I've the last few years I've taken the gloves off with the pastors, because they're holding the show up. But now I want to say, in the last 3 or 4 years since the pandemic, I'm seeing things among pastors that I just thought I'd never live to see. There's a group called Liberty Pastors with Paul Blair, and he has conferences maybe 5 or 6 a year around the country, and hundreds of them coming in to be instructed in Christian schooling and homeschooling.
Well, you know, and I'm going to say this. I hope it don't offend anybody. If I do, I do. One of the things I ran into trying to talk people about homeschooling or Christian schooling your children with other preachers was an arrogance, like I was ignorant, that I was making fun of them because they weren't telling their people. That was not my goal at all. But they become offended when I said something.
Well, they need to be rebuked and corrected. And this has gone on long enough. And
I agree.
But I want to say that there has been improvement in the last 3 to 4 years.
Well, praise God for that. So what do you see happening more and more all the time? I mean, where do you see the increase mostly, in homeschooling or Christian schooling?
Yeah, homeschooling is about twice as big as private Christian schools.
Okay.
There are about 4 to 5 million homeschoolers, and probably three-quarters of them are evangelical Christians. So a lot of Catholics are doing it now, and even Jews, and people who are not, you know, born-again Christians. And we're glad for anybody that will do it, even atheist families. But campus Christian schools are growing, and we are working with groups that are starting hundreds of them. I was on a conference call about maybe 3 or 4 months ago with a pastor from the Chicago area, and his name is Randy Bland. He might be somebody it would be good to have on the show. And he's got a program called School in a Box, and he has started 10 Christian schools in Illinois in the last year or two. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And his church has a Christian school, and he's going around Illinois starting schools. And he's got a plan. He says, I'm going to start 100 Christian schools in the Midwest, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, in the next 5 or 6 years. And I believe he's going to do it. And he says, I've got a Christian school in a box, and you can write for the box, and I can send you the box, and you can start your Christian school tomorrow.
Now, that's interesting.
In Illinois.
That's interesting. I know you're not doing this, but what is in the box? What does he mean?
Well, I haven't seen the box.
Okay.
But it's information about how to get started. Information on curriculum. That's the big issue that families struggle with, the curriculum. And he uses Abeka and Bob Jones. And
that's a good one.
They're good. And we used those in our early days. They were the only groups that had a curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Jones, we used Bob Jones and Abeka. That's Pensacola Christian College down in Pensacola, Florida. Now, there's so much going on in the areas of curriculum, you really have to study and work to figure out which one you're going to use. I mean, we have an abundance of good curriculum now.
That's phenomenal. Yeah, I remember when Abeka was really about it. That's what my children studied at home for a while. And it's a good curriculum. Nothing wrong with it. Very good curriculum.
Yeah, that's what we used, and then we also used Bob Jones. But that was back in the 70s and early 80s.
Okay,
now they've got a lot of competition.
Well, that's good to hear. But I mean, you know, but they were the pioneers, so to speak, on this.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
You know, so you have to give them credit for being the ones
that stick up. We've got a good relationship with Bob Jones, because we're right here in South Carolina. and they've done such a good job.
So what? So you're seeing a growth more in private homeschooling than you are Christian schools. I didn't think that would be a case, but that's good to
both
hear.
Both are growing, but it looks like the homeschool movement is twice as big as the campus Christian school movement. I mean, I can't be too specific because it takes a lot of money to dig up this data. But Christian schools are growing, and they're new ones being started.
Wow, that's phenomenal. So
we could see. Go ahead.
Well, you go ahead. Go ahead.
We could see it's not unrealistic, and this is something to pray for and work for, that we could reach a tipping point in the next 3 to 5 years. And a tipping point was a book by Malcolm Gladwell years ago, which is a pretty important book, where an idea, an invention, a product, a good idea or a bad idea hits the culture, and it's rejected for many, many years, and then suddenly one day it just sort of explodes. I can still remember in the early 70s when I was in seminary, we had a good friend of mine bought a hand calculator that was invented by Texas Instruments in Dallas, and nobody had them in those days. And
yeah,
he had this hand calculator, and people would come from around town in the seminary town that we're in. They wanted to knock on his door to look at that hand calculator. Well, 3 to 5 years later, everybody had them.
That's true.
And the same thing with the personal computer. I mean, you know, when they came out, a lot of people didn't have them, and all of a sudden, you can't live without them. And that's called a tipping point. And we could see that with homeschooling and Christian schooling. That the culture, the polling showed recently, the Gallup poll showed that public schools enjoy a 35% approval rating in the public. They had a lower approval rating than Joe Biden, which is pretty hard to do. And so people want to get rid of that system. But a lot of those people haven't left. And that's why your audience has got to be aggressive in trying to reach out and help this movement. But at some point we could grow. We think if we could grow our movement, that'd be all private Christian homeschooling. It would even include probably Catholic schools that are outside the evangelical world. If we could grow the private free market system up to 25 to 35% of the total, right now we think it's probably around 15. The public system would implode or collapse, and then we would go back entirely into a private free market Christian and homeschool model, which is what we founded the country on. You know, we didn't have public schools
that's
in the United States until 1840s.
That's true.
So that's what our goal is. We would like to grow enough that we can actually move to abolish it, just get rid of it. And when that happens, the revival will come.
Well, I do see here in West Virginia, and we're for many years this was a heavily Democratic state. For the last 8-12 years, this turned Republican and more conservative. I mean, we've seen things happen in this state I never thought I would see happen in West Virginia. But we're losing, the public schools are losing students. Of course, some are moving away, but some are going to homeschool and Christian school now. And I can see now the public schools are trying to get more involved, and the legislature trying to pass laws or mandates to let the tax dollars be used to pay for public schools. Christian schools. I don't particularly go along with that. That puts a hook in the bait, so to speak.
I'd like to get back on your show and talk about it. We are definitely against the voucher,
Absolutely. But I see that people are demanding things now that, 20 years ago they wouldn't even thought about. They didn't even think about it.
You know. We've got an active chapter in West Virginia. Carl Priest is my state coordinator, and he lives in Polka, West Virginia. You might want to have him on the show sometime.
Okay, yeah. Sometime I think I've given Carl my phone number and have him call me. But, yeah, I know where Polka is. That's where they have the polka dots, the high school polka dots. Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
But, so we're seeing a shift, even maybe perhaps not in the right direction we want to see, but we're seeing a shift to people wanting something different in the public school system.
Yeah. We're
getting kind of tired of this.
It's a time of opportunity, but a time of danger, because if we go
Absolutely.
Into the voucher model, we bring the public school system right back into the Christian schools.
Isn't it amazing how the enemy lures people in with freebies? Freebies,
yeah.
And we'll help you with this. We'll help you. Just trust us. That's how it always starts. When Caesar gets involved in anything, they end up taking it over.
Yeah, I'd like to do a special program with you sometime just on this topic.
All right, keep that in mind with me and keep me up to date, and we'll do that because I do. That's important. Yeah. I think it's very important because I have some people that are acquaintances who are running for office that are good people. I don't think they understand a lot of this.
No, you don't want to create another entitlement program, another welfare scheme. That's what it would be.
Absolutely.
Let's see if we can put our web pages out one more time.
Please do.
Because I know we're getting toward the end.
Please do.
All right. If people want to study my program, and we've been in existence since 1997, so that's about 27 years, it's exodusmandate.org. And just go there and study, and if they would take the time to look at the sermon, the message I gave at Liberty University at their celebration of the Reformation, that would be what once was can be again, Christian education and the Reformation. And then if they want to contact us, they have to use our office email, and that's exodusmandate@gmail.com. And if they will contact me there with their name, address, and phone number, we will send them a little package out of samples of our materials.
Well,
and then
a lot of our listeners do not have computers. Is there a phone number they can call?
Yeah, they could call me at 803-714-1744. And that's the office of Exodus Mandate. But we can't mail them anything. We don't have address and name and all that.
That's true. So people, if you're on a computer, go ahead.
And then if they want to get more information on how to get started, this website, publicschoolexit.com, is set up to help newbies and people who don't know how to get started. And it's a lot about curriculum and, starting up and help and that sort of thing. Now, they've got to be prepared to take a couple of hours on that website because it is complicated. And it's not something you can snap your finger. You've got to kind of get your mind around it. Because this is it's a big step when you start homeschooling your kids and put them in Christian school.
And a very blessed step. Thank you, Colonel. We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay.
God
All
bless,
right,
my
thank
friend.
You.
Folks, we love you. And by the grace of God, we'll see you in the office tomorrow. Do give us a call. Love to talk to you. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.